Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 485 of Ask Pat. Today, we have a great question from Megan, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, making it super easy for all of us to manage our business finances, everything coming in, everything going out, and also invoicing, too. They also have an award-winning mobile app, so you can check the financial health of your business on the go, too. So if you'd like to check this out for 30 days for free, head on over to GetFreshBooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's GetFreshBooks.com, enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Megan.
Hi, Pat. My name's Megan, and I have a dog care blog called Canine of Mine. My question is, I've been able to develop a email list over the years, but I'm not really sure how I should be using that email list. Should I be emailing subscribers about every new post I publish? Should I send them newsletters? Should I be sending them news about sponsors or people that I work with to promote their products? I'm just not really sure how I should be using this email list. So I'm hoping you can help me out with that. Thanks, Pat. Love your show. Thanks for all your help.
Hey, Megan, what's up? Thank you so much for the question. And I really appreciate this because this is something I know that is a big pain point for a lot of people. We always hear about building your email list and conversions and getting people on your list. But then what do you do after? A lot of people don't talk about that, which is why I have, and a lot of people know this already, this is a resource that I created specifically to answer this problem, to solve this pain point. And if you go to emailthesmartway.com, again, that's emailthesmartway.com, that is my 40-page PDF guide, totally free, to help you understand what kinds of emails to send. And there are 10 sort of different templates or styles or kinds of emails that you could send your audience to do a number of different things. And in each of those 10 different kinds of emails, I tell you why that's important, when to use it, and how to structure it too. So there's ones like, and they each have a different name, and I'll explain them in a little bit. The quick win, the free resource, the hard lesson learned, the student teacher, the tip of the iceberg. Now, let's just talk about a few of these. I'll let you all go into emailthesmartway.com and download that, again, for free, so you can get more information about them. But for instance, the student teacher, I like this one. And this is where you feature somebody in your audience and something they did that teaches everybody else, something that they've implemented that you've perhaps taught. And that is great because it helps your subscribers understand that when people take action with your stuff, they actually get results. And it's not you teaching, it's one of your students or one of your subscribers, one of your readers or listeners. They're the ones that are being used as an example of teaching for everybody else. And that shows that you have compassion and you are listening to and also following and teaching your audience and listening to them and showing them off too. And that's going to inspire a lot of people too. There's the hard lesson learned where you share some sort of thing that you learned because of a mistake that you've made or some failure. Those always work really well. A quick win, that's one of my favorite ones, and that's actually what I would start out with, which is here's one tip that you can do and implement in 5 minutes, and that gets a great result, and that will help people continue to open those emails down the road. There's also other kinds of emails you can include inside your autoresponder series. And again, I'm talking about specifically autoresponder series emails that you write beforehand. Now, there's obviously a lot of emails that you could write current time, broadcasts, stuff that's happening right now, real-time stuff. any promotions that you have going on, any news, all those kinds of things work well for broadcast, but not necessarily for autoresponders, because those things people get later down the road after they subscribe. Okay, so other kinds of emails are centric or survey-centric emails is what I call them. So basically, you are starting a conversation or getting responses back. Emails are a great way to survey your audience and get an understanding of what else you could do to serve them. So these are the what are you struggling with emails, or which one are you if you want to start segmenting too. Do you know the right answer? So getting people interested in actually communicating and sharing their answer, because humans, we just love to share the right answer when we know it. So if you can have your audience begin to start to interact with you over email, which isn't done very often, it's only going to help you build that relationship even stronger, get people to open those emails that they're going to get in the future, and also just have much more love for your brand. So again, I'm not going to get into each of these and into the details of each, but that's what I would suggest you do, Megan, and everybody else out there who is struggling to figure out what to include in their email autoresponders. And all you have to do is go to emailthesmartway.com and you can get it right there. So Megan, thank you for asking the question. I wish you all the best of luck. In terms of the new posts, you can definitely send out broadcast emails with your new posts. There are different ways that you can do that. You can do that automatically. You can do that like I do with a digest every weekend. You can do it, you know, again, like I said, any sort of announcements that you need to make, use your broadcast feature and send those out. And I would definitely do new posts. And if you have something like ConvertKit, you can start to segment your audience who want to get every post, or, you know, I would definitely send out the most important ones to everybody, because that's traffic. Your email list is potential traffic coming to your website too. So I would definitely do that. So Megan, thank you again so much. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for sponsoring this episode. Again, making it really easy for all of us to manage our finances and just not have to stress about that. They just make it really easy to keep track of your books. And that's so important when you're running a business, because you want to make sure that you're organized. And come tax season, it becomes much easier to organize and figure things out too. So if you want to check out FreshBooks for free for 30 days, head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, to finish off, here's a quote from John Caldwell. He said, "To get the right message to the right person at the right time, you first need to get the right data to the right database at the right time." So that means in this particular context, you know, making sure you get that email list built in a way where it's targeted and you understand exactly what you need to say, collecting data, surveys, all that sort of stuff. So you know what to include on those emails. And again, if you want the structure for those emails and the templates, head on over to emailthesmartway.com. Thanks so much. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.